Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Barbara Howard. Boston Mayor Tom Menino leaves office in January after 20 years on the job, but that will not be the end of his working life. Beginning in February, Menino goes to work for Boston University as co-director of BU's new Initiative on Cities. WBUR's David Scharfenberg was at Professor Menino's formal introduction today.
The mayor walks into a glassy student center just outside Kenmore Square, hobbling a bit, but engaged in the kind of glad-handing banter that's carried him through decades in Boston politics. Before long, he's sitting behind a table at the front of the room with Boston University President Robert Brown.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, I'm very pleased to announce that Mayor Menino will be joining Boston University to co-direct the Initiative on Cities.
The project will pull together urban leaders and academics to share ideas on some of the biggest issues facing cities in the United States and around the world. Menino says as a kid, he never imagined he'd be mayor. And once he took office, he never imagined he'd do anything else. But the Initiative on Cities, he says, will give him a chance to pursue his passion, even after he leaves office.
I love a city and cities all over America. I love how they bring people together, how they gather ideas. I love how when cities have problems, they solve them. Cities make things work.
Menino will join a long line of former mayors who have landed in academia. Nearly 30 years ago, Boston Mayor Kevin White wound up at BU with a car, a driver, and rumors of a rich salary. There will be no car for Menino, no driver. Brown, the university president, says his pay will hover around the average professor's salary of $157,000. Brown and Menino insist the job will be substantive. The mayor says he wants to tackle the big issues of urban life, education, the environment, and he wants to pair the academic heft of BU with the practical experience of a man known as the urban mechanic.
You know my career, I'm not an ivory tower type guy. I'm a hands-on type guy.
Boston University, which owns WBUR, has several matters pending with the city, including a proposed life sciences building on the school's main campus, and plans for a cancer center expansion in the South End. Menino's spokeswoman says he recused himself from City Hall decisions on the university starting in April, and the mayor has brushed aside questions about a conflict of interest. The BU job isn't the only one he's explored. Last month, the mayor announced he'd turned down Harvard University. When reporters asked today why he passed on the Ivy League institution, he has a quick reply.
Well, because I didn't have a passport to get to Cambridge first. I love Harvard, but it's on this side of the river.
Menino starts work at Boston University on the south side of the Charles River February 1st. His contract runs 5 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.